Blog Talk Radio.
Reality in Christ Worship Radio. I'm your host, Thomas Smith. And tonight we have a one-hour show that's going to just strike to the heart of certain matters in certain conditions that's taking place within the Black community. And it's going to be something that's going to totally stun many of you. Because it's something that's never been addressed. Not collectively. So, please stay tuned. We're going to have our few praise and worship songs. Actually, we're only going to do two today. Because of the fact that I'm only doing an hour show. So, first song that I'm going to play is Where Jesus Is Always At.
To grow, one thing you should remember.
You know, I play the same similar blocks of song every week because it just, it stirs my spirit. Now my last song, then I'm going to open in prayer and we're just going to get into it. And I'll tell you where my scripture reading is going to be coming from so you can grab your Bibles. It'll be Mark chapter 11, starting at about the 18th verse, and I'm going to read for a while. You are not alone. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for those who have tuned in today, Lord God, and for those who will listen in the archives, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would help me to deliver this message exactly in the way that you want me to. And Father, I pray that this episode will be one that impacts people truly, especially in my community. Your word says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Your word also says that we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Father, I thank you and I bless you for the supporters of Reality in Christ Worship Radio. And I pray that you would continue to bless them as they listen to the episodes. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, title of the message tonight, does telling the truth equate to self-hatred? And we're going to examine the real reasons behind the conditions that exist in the black community here in America. And I'm reading from Mark chapter 11, verse 19. And this is Jesus. And when evening came, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered, saying unto them, Have faith in God. For surely I say unto you, that whosoever should say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And here's the most important part. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Now, it's important to point out that Jesus was making as clear distinctions before he was crucified. Now, everybody under the sound of my voice know the history of slavery here in America. The persecution, the lynchings, the issues with segregation. You know all that. It's hammered to us every single day. Every year, Black History Month, it's hammered to us. Now I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. Well, you do and you don't. The do that you do know is this. The black community in America can lay claim to a very strong religious heritage. Now, you look at the conditions in the black community, and one must ask themselves, why is it that a group of people who has the strongest religious base, if you will, in this nation is suffering at the hand of the very party that they support? I'm about to give you the answer. Remember when I just read, forgive if you have any issues with anyone, so that your Father in heaven can forgive you. As a collective group, the black community has never in its history, in modern history, came out and repented and asked forgiveness for our history of racist hatred, hate towards black people. We never repented for what happened to Reginald Denny in the 1992 LA riots, or 1995, whenever it was. Oh, that was 92, Rodney King. And then we look at the plight in our community, and somehow we want to equate what's going on to the fault of conservatives and Republicans because we don't think that we're receiving enough. Actually, let me read to you about that. Matthew 25. Let me read exactly to you what the Lord says about that. Okay, let's see. Okay. Let's see. Afterward, no. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 talent, and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto them, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. Now, let me explain to you guys exactly what that means in modern terms. You're able-bodied. You're depending on the government. You're going to lose everything you have eventually. Why? Because the government is not your source. And this is straight across the board, folks. But what it boils down to, how did a people who was prospering, where the family unit in the church was the most powerful aspect in the community, how did it reach the place where it is today? Very simple. We have never, as a collective community, repented for our personal hatred and animus towards white people, towards cops, even towards our own when we're successful. We are a people group filled with anger, unforgiveness, and hatred. Hatred for white people. Hatred for Republicans, conservatives, we hate our own, especially if they dare to think for themselves. But folks, I have a sad realization for you. The black community is not immune to the word of God. And because of our bitterness and our unforgiveness, we have open the door wide open for Satan to come in and wreak havoc in our families. We have, folks, I don't know if you realize this, we have been rendered obsolete. And guess who did it? We did. We did it because we allowed ourselves to be manipulated by a demonic world system instead of keeping our eyes on God. And now you have individuals talking about we need to talk to people at their level so that they can understand us. You know what? You cannot get any more plain than what I'm putting or than what I'm saying. It cannot get any more clearer than this, that if you walk with unforgiveness, it will destroy you. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Let me explain my title. Does telling the truth equate to self-hatred? As an American Christian conservative who is black, when I talk about these issues, I get accused of being a self-hating black person. Folks, I don't hate myself. Because if I hated myself, I wouldn't say nothing. I would sit back and watch my community continue to suffer. I do something very few of our black pastors do. That is take on the issue of abortion in our churches and in our communities. Let's speculate for a minute. Why don't our pastors in our community take on that issue? Could it be because they know that the abortion, pro-abortion stance is supported by the Congressional Black Caucus, the NAACP, and many other national black organizations, so they keep silent to get along? But guess what? The blood of the almost 20 million black babies cry out to God. And he hears every one of them. The body of Christ overall has been complicit in this issue. You show me in the Word of God where it said that we were ever to separate ourselves from the decision making in our nation as believers. It's not there. The black community as we know it will be barely recognizable in another 3 decades. The Word of God says, pride comes before the fall. And we are a very proud, very arrogant community. And you wonder why Satan has been able to successfully decimate our community. Folks, you don't even realize every time we have another march, over some supposed injustice, you're being laughed at. And there will come a time where God's voice will go silent once and for all. And when it does, you're on your own. God has vision and purpose for us. But if we're going to worship, and this is every believer who lives off of entitlements, if the government is your God, God's going to take a step back and let you deal with that. Because he respects your will. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, thank you for what Jesus did on Calvary for us. Father, if I will, if I might, Lord, I come before you and I repent for the entire black community as a whole, Father. I repent for our holding on to the bitterness and the anger from slavery. Father, I ask and I thank you for your forgiveness. And Lord, I now humbly ask the forgiveness of every white person who has ever been hurt are trashed because of the color of their skin. Are for being accused of being racist when they were not. Lord God, I stand in the gap for my community. I stand in the gap. And I pray, Lord God, that there is a true renewing and a true coming back to you. Father, I pray that you would open up their eyes to be able to discern exactly what is going on, to be able to see the demonic world system that is clawing to rip our community apart. And Father, if it's not too late, I ask for divine destiny and purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Short, simple, to the point. Don't need to beat a dead horse. And in these last 17 minutes, I'm going to end the show just the way I started, with praise and worship. Thank you, Jesus. And this first song that I'm about to play, I hope and pray that it becomes the theme song for a new and a restored America, built on newly restored biblical principles.
But I'm not broken.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in for the show tonight. And this last song, You Are Holy, it's by another friend of mine. She's actually one of the praise and worship leaders who's going to be at the conference next year. Her name is Vanessa Feltner. Well, that was my radio download broadcast. That was messed up, so that was horrible. So I'm going to play something else. I don't know if it's BTR messing up tonight or what, but that doesn't normally sound like that. So I'll just play You Were There. And this song will take us into archives, so if you want to catch the rest, just catch the rest into archives. God bless you. God love you guys. I do too. And see you next week. Just talk.
last breath.